All right, patient's name is Jean, G-E-N-E, in parentheses, Ira, I-R-A, Mackey, M-A-C-K-E-Y, 61432, 120, Rivermont, A-L, C-C, left shoulder with limited range of motion, HPI. A 93-year-old gentleman seen in his room, sitting up in his manual wheelchair and organizing clean clothes that he has received from laundry, period. When I asked patient how he was doing, he said he was okay. I then brought the issue up of any pain or discomfort that's new or not being treated. He then tells me that his left shoulder has been bothering him. He attempts to abduct but is not able to. And when I asked how long that had gone on, he stated that it's a new problem and he doesn't know what he would have done to cause it, period. He denied any falls, no change in his activity. He sleeps on his right side or on his back. No clear trauma or overuse, period. Patient is right hand dominant, period. He is able to propel his manual wheelchair. However, he occasionally has need for use of his left upper extremity, period. All right, diagnoses. Mild cognitive impairment, DM2. ASCVD, HTN, HLD, GERD, CKD, and new limited ROM of left upper extremity. Okay, medications. Norvasc 2.5 milligrams QD, ASA 81 milligrams QD, Zyrtec 5 milligrams, MWF, hydrocortisone cream 2.5%, apply to external hemorrhoids, BID, PRN, Atrovent, nasal spray, 2 sprays per nostril, BID, Lantus, 18 units QAM, Magox, 400 milligrams, 1 tab QD, Prilosec 20 milligrams QD, propranolol 10 milligrams QD, Flomax 1 capsule BID, tramadol 50 milligrams 1 tablet TID, B12 500 mcgs 1 tab QD, vitamin D 5000 units 1 capsule Q Saturday, zinc 220 milligrams 1 tablet BID, allergies are NKDA, diet is mechanical soft regular with thin liquid, code status is DNR, and patient is no longer on Excel home health, period. Vital signs 135/57, 87, 98.2, 19, 96%, 140 pounds, which is down progressively from 146 pounds on 9/24 to current period. General, patient is alert, interactive, and cooperative to exam. HENT, full thickness hair, EOMI, PERLA, nares patent, moist oral mucosa, neck supple, clear carotids, cardiovascular. He has a regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber, gallop, PMI non-displaced, respiratory and normal effort and rate, lung fields are clear, no cough and symmetric excursion, abdomen is soft, bowel sounds present, no distension or tenderness, musculoskeletal, moves arms in a normal range of motion, is able to propel himself around in his manual wheelchair using both feet and hands. He self-transfers, period. Patient has traced to plus one lower extremity edema, dorsum of his feet and ankles. Skin, on his feet and ankle area. The skin is dry and flaky. There are no breaks in the skin, however. Neuro, patient makes eye contact. He's soft-spoken, content coherent. He will just ask basic questions and can give general information. His affect is congruent to situation. He's somewhat shy. Okay, A&P number one. Diabetes mellitus type 2. A1C is 5.6, which is high end of non-diabetic range, period. Patient is currently on 18 units Lantus QAM, will decrease to 14 units QAM, and follow up with quarterly check, and any adjustments needed will be made, period. Next, I need to go back up on the physical exam and add musculoskeletal. Okay, patient is right hand dominant. His left arm, he states at the shoulder, he's not able to abduct his arm to 90 degrees. He's limited to about 45 degrees. He states that if he relaxes his shoulder and arm, that he can passively move it further, but voluntarily, it doesn't work, period. And he denies any trauma, et cetera, period. Okay, so back to A&P number one. Significant decrease in left shoulder abduction, A-B-D-U-C-T-I-O-N. I'm ordering x-rays to left upper extremity and shoulder, 2 to 3 views. And if there is no anatomical issue, a Medrol dose pack will be prescribed and see what that does to decrease any discomfort or inflammation of the shoulder, period. And then next is general care. I'm writing for a freestyle Libre glucometer. Hopefully it'll be covered by Medicare. And we'll await to see, period. 993-50.